Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell here. We sent Kevin off to WeFest. Kevin's at WeFest. He's on his way to WeFest.
That lucky son of a gun. He always gets the fun. Well, you and Kevin get all the fun stuff. I always stay back home and
somebody has to
cook and
somebody has to keep
right,
the
cook.
Rails.
Right.
He's not only cooking for Carrie, he's making sure the show goes, ladies and gentlemen. Supporting.
Making sure the show cooks.
Yeah. Chris Larson, the super producer, is in my ear and standing by. Mike LeBeau at the bottom of the hour. John Hinderacher will join us. Mike LeBeau, of course, president of Sanford Health. We're going to talk about the spike in hospitalizations that are happening elsewhere. Are we seeing any of that in North Dakota? Cannot stress enough. Do not succumb to fear on this. Get the facts. Decide things for yourself. A lot of fear out there. A lot of 20-somethings in the media hyperventilating over the variants and everything else. I'm not going to tell you not to take the variant seriously. I think that you need to, again, get your facts on this. I don't like the fact that the variant seems to be an issue with younger, askew younger. So we got to be concerned about that, but Mike's the doc. We're going to talk to the doc about this and welcome your calls as well.
What you're saying is we shouldn't believe Wallet Hub, which says that you'd be safer in New York and New Jersey than North Dakota.
Isn't Wallet Hub the people that tell you, like, this is the best place to get a job for how much money and all that? What are they doing about COVID?
They do all those surveys and kick them out, and this is probably the least believable one, but yeah. I just don't feel like I'd be safer in New York and New Jersey than North Dakota. Maybe I'm nuts, but I'm probably nuts anyway. So.
Yeah.
Those are separate issues.
Here's the deal. Yeah, I mean, who you trust is the point, is a very important thing. I trust my doctor. I mean, that's why I'm one-shot Scott. My doctor said, you got most of the effectiveness with that first shot. I understand your concerns and what your friend went through. And my friend, General Tom McInerney, had a wife on hospice. And he stopped at one because of what he learned from the Pfizer exec. So I guess if I had my druthers, maybe I'd go with a different one. There's an actual vaccine out now, too. The others are more of an operating system. And, you know, that can scare some people. I think
who
the operative
that said that you might need a third of the Pfizer was the one that you said you may need a third. I don't remember who said that. But I thought, here we go. Two's enough. Nope. Now you need a third.
There's a guy that started, a radio show called Information Wars. And, sometimes that's viewed as conspiracy theories. But I think regardless of where you're at on these questions, the information war term is appropriate because there is a war of information out there that you have to sort of sift through. And the fog of war is real, right? It's designed to have you just kind of going, oh, my gosh, it's coming from every direction. I don't know what they're doing. And all of a sudden
overload.
Yeah, you're firing in every direction. So we'll talk with Michael Bow about that. John Hinderacher about the expansion of the Center of the American Experiment to North Dakota. They've been fighting on the front lines of a couple of things. One, the war on cops, as well as the critical race theory issues. We're going to talk with him about that. And I want you to listen to a conversation we're having with Dr. Terry Pilling, who is the head of he's a dean, actually, of the College of Engineering at University of Mary. Because I think what University of Mary is doing right now is they're saying, we're going to fill a need, a big need for engineers. Engineers are in demand right now, but we aren't going to be a UND with hundreds and hundreds of students, or even an NDSU with hundreds and hundreds of students. We're going to go into a space where we want these engineers to be the engineering firm CEO at some point. So really a fascinating conversation. So parents especially lean into that a little bit, or 20-somethings, maybe you're throwing a hammer right there on the job site, and you say, you know what, I got the skill set for this. Maybe I ought to become an engineer, and maybe I ought to, you know, do this while I'm doing that. University of Mary just finds a way. They are America's leadership university. So we'll talk with him coming up on the show today. In the meantime, I want to know really, honestly, what's on your mind? What is most important to you today? What news matters to you? Is it, you know, masks should be mandated in schools? We're debating this now in school districts. Are you aware of when the debate is happening? Right? I mean, I can just give you examples. Morehead yesterday, within one vote of putting a mask mandate on in schools. They opted not to, but by one vote. You need it on the bus. You don't. Fargo's going to do it. West Fargo's surveying its parents right now. So if this is a concern for you one way or another, and it ought to be, because a child's development is impaired by a mask. And I've not seen anything that tells me with a mask that child's chances of getting COVID are less. I've not seen that. But I know the child development thing is real. So this is something that, you know, parents, give your input. Don't freak out. Don't scream and holler. Don't be the person in The Exorcist with your head spinning around and pea smooth soup coming out, because you'll accomplish nothing. But engage in the debate and talk to school board members and find out where they're at and learn from them a little bit. I've done that a lot. Beth Sluddy, the superintendent of West Fargo, told me once that she personally did contact tracing during COVID and found out that, you know, even if we had a student who had COVID and we didn't know he had COVID, but that student was masked because of our requirement for mask, the spread was non-existent in that classroom. So, COVID positive wearing mask, and students without COVID and teacher without COVID, no spread. That's anecdotal, certainly, but that was in every classroom in West Fargo. So that's something you got to say, now why was that? Now maybe the ventilation was great. Maybe they had the best H.A. Thompson ICQ, IEQ, the gizmos you put on your furnace and add as an attachment, and because there's examples of that. Long-term care facilities. Assisted living facilities, whether it's basic care or whatever, zero COVID cases because they put in the ventilation. I am of the belief that the ventilation is the big deal. Anyway, you've got to decide this. And these things are being debated right now. One other thing on my mind, actually two things quickly. Refugees are going to be coming to North Dakota in greater numbers than they were under the Trump administration. That is a fact I can share with you. I would also tell you that it's going to go up significantly. Now, the Trump administration had a cap at 60, so this year there'll be 60. The Biden administration said we want that to go as high as 450, and we want that to go in less communities. This is something that's going on. So since 2016, during the entire Trump years, North Dakota accepted about 500 refugees from Bhutan, Somalia, and Iraq. Last year, 47 were resettled, and that number obviously fell under the Trump administration. For most of the last decade, North Dakota has resettled the most refugees per capita of any state. Let me repeat that. For the last decade, most of the last decade, North Dakota has resettled the most refugees per capita of any state. And that number is about to go from 60 between now and September 30th of this year to somewhere between 250 and 450 in the Biden administration, because the Biden administration has a goal of admitting 125,000 refugees into the United States in the next year. Now, again,
is that counting or not counting the southern border people who are coming over? And
it does not count
in that situation. You got to think. Every single state is going to be grabbing more people.
Thank you for raising that point, because refugees are not what you call people who are crossing the border illegally right now in Texas. We're seeing under bridges that I've seen with my own eyes. And by the way, the non-government organizations do handle both refugees and illegal immigrants. They handle both. And we know now that the non-government agencies, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Social Services, groups like that, who, by the way, get checks written to them by the federal government, and then at the southern border say, where do you want to go? And let's put you in the fast-track lane at the airport. Wrap your mind around that. I broke the law. I'm from Honduras. I want a better life. Send me to Fargo. Okay. How many with you in your party? All right, let's get you four tickets to Fargo. What are you going to do when you get there? Well, we know somebody who knows somebody. Great. Customs and Border Patrol, once they put them through TSA screening at the airport, are done with them. There's no return notice, no notice to appear.
Not much of a vetting process going on then.
None. And by the way, I believe we'll ask Mike LeBeau at the bottom of the hour, president of Sanford Health, is there any correlation between the hospital filling up in the southern United States, not in Fargo, not in Bismarck, not in North Dakota or Minnesota. We're seeing none of that here, but the numbers are spiking in southern states. Where's the border that is causing the most issues right now, Todd? I'm forgetting. I think it's the southern border. So
yeah, pretty much.
We're not screening for COVID. This is why Ron DeSantis lost his stuff yesterday, and he was right. You have Ron DeSantis' audio cuts that we're going to play today, Todd, because he is saying basically some version of this. Hey, Biden administration, shut your pie hole on telling me what to do in Florida until you at least manage the border and do that. But the connection here, Todd, in answer to your question is, one is a refugee, one is an illegal immigrant, but the same non-government organization helps both assimilate, okay? And whether it's paying the transportation costs for the illegal immigrants to the southern border or finding people housing, whatever. And guess what? The NGOs are saying, we're done. We're full. We're at capacity. We can't take any more. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is spiking the refugees. Just a fact. We need to deal with more coming
up. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. So tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shirt. to a crawfish bowl. Don't wash drinks while you're changing the oil when you find yourself.
Becca, what's on your mind? 20 past the hour. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, had a snootful of the Biden administration lecturing him. Here's what he said yesterday about the rules that are coming down from the Biden administration while the border's open.
Forget which one you wanted, sir.
Cut one.
One. There we go.
This is a guy that ran for president saying he was going to shut down the virus. He wasn't going to shut down America or the economy. He'd shut down the virus. And yet, what is he doing? He's bringing in people from over 100 different countries across the southern border. Every variant on this planet, some we don't even know about, are absolutely coming into our country that way. And what they're doing is, people are coming, and then they're farming them out all over the United States, putting them on buses, putting them on planes. And so when he's lecturing people about imposing COVID restrictions and lockdown policies on the one hand, and yet not only doing nothing to stop the border surge, but actually facilitating it on the other hand, he just loses all credibility when it comes to COVID.
Do you know how many migrants have been shipped to Florida? Are you given any notice?
No notice. They do not tell us. We have to sometimes do, we try to do investigations. Sometimes we've gotten some documents given to us where we put two and two together. But they do fly people in. They fly in at accompanied minors. But then also, Laura, you've got a lot of military age males coming through the border. And it's not mostly Mexicans. It's people from Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Haitians, you name it. And they're getting on buses and going. I have law enforcement there helping Governor Abbott, and we've been there for over a month. And they say of the illegal border crossers that they come in contact with, a majority of them are telling our guys that they want to end up in Florida. So we're working on strategies to be able to deter that. But this is a huge issue, and obviously it's an issue beyond COVID because it's about the security of our country. But you can't impose restrictions on Americans and say Americans have to do all these things and then just willy-lilly let in everyone from around the world.
Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, on yesterday with Laura Ingraham. He had a little press conference earlier in the day. I have it on my Facebook page, and it was epic. It was 4.5 minutes of just total common sense. It was really, really good. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friend Jim, the flagpole guy, American-made and proud of it. Everything they do. Now, if you want to erect your own flagpole, call Jim. That's the quickest one way to get one up, because this man, Jim the flagpole guy, this patriot, is absolutely jam-packed schedule. And obviously, we have a short window that you can dig holes for flagpoles and pour them. And he ended up with COVID this year, and my gosh, it's just been unbelievable. So it's a pleasant problem, but there's definitely a challenge out there right now. But I know this: a lot of people saying, "Hey, I can install it. Just tell me how big you think it ought to be. Do I want a 5x8? Do I want a 8x12? What should I go with? What size flagpole? How do we make it look right?" Jim does all that. 571 flag, ndflagpoleguy.com. Just have patience. America's worth it. When you get it, you're going to love it. All right, let's see here. Who is first to go? Chad in Fargo. The only other thing I wanted on my mind to talk about was the drought situation. I have a column about it, and I'm just going to say this. I think we need to do more. And I see Bob wants to talk about hunting season here next. I think farmers and ranchers do more for habitat than anybody. And right now, the habitat rules are preventing ranchers from doing what they need to live to fight another day. It's unbelievable. So more needs to be done at the state level. I think it's almost time for a special session on this, because we're sort of moving it. First of all, we waited for the feds to do something. They did nothing. They kicked our farmers and ranchers in the teeth. What do we expect? Clearly, the Biden administration hates farmers, right? What else do I deduce from that? Because when Trump was trying to open up markets, he hated farmers. So certainly everybody has to agree the Biden folks hate farmers or ranchers. So we get it. Move on. What's the state going to do? Doug Goring's working on this. He's bringing proposals to the Industrial Commission. The legislature needs to get involved so Bank of North Dakota can just do something at cost rather than charge the same that folks could get. And loans aren't exactly the best answer either. We talked with Daryl Lease about this yesterday. So anyway, I think we need to do something and do more than we're doing. You tell me if I'm wrong. Chad Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Well, did you hear on Fox News this morning that 33% of the ones that actually did They were giving shots out yesterday to the illegals that are coming across the border. 33% of them refused to take the shot. Now, they're coming here illegally. They're doing everything illegally. Then 33% of the people that actually came across the border did not want to take the shot. Now, that's just unbelievable. Second one was that...
Tell me that number again. Sorry, how many of the illegal immigrants crossing the border did not want to take the shot?
33%.
Okay,
that was on Fox News this morning about 6:30 in the morning. And when Kevin Cramer sat there and said this wasn't the hill to die on when Trump was saying it was illegal, Kevin Cramer should be fired. Because the bottom line, that was the hill to die on, because look what it's cost us. This country should not basically be in this position that we're in right now because of the fact that if our senators and congressmen would have did their job and basically made a ruckus and found out the real truth, this would have he was not legally put in there. You look at Kamala Harris, she can't even put two words together without laughing, giggling like she's some schoolgirl.
Let me make sure I understand you. By the way, everything you're saying about Kamala Harris, I couldn't agree anymore. I mean, talk about amateur hour. It's unbelievable. But you're saying when Kevin Cramer said that's not a hill to die on, you're saying you didn't take the view he did of the Constitution and he should have voted differently on January 6th. Is that what you mean by that?
Did the Democrats, do they ever do the Constitution? Tell me that. Tell me how many times you take the Democrats have used the Constitution.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying. I just want to understand what you're saying. And you're right. Yeah, they don't, and they often are upheld in the courts. Look at Obamacare, right? So you're right there. I think we didn't know enough on January 6th. This is up to the states, and that's why Mike Lindell next week is doing a cyber symposium. And I think if you are as concerned about this as I am, and you are, Chad, together we're on the same page on this. Have you called anybody in North Dakota and said, hey, are you going to the cyber symposium? Are you going to be in Sioux Falls? Are you going to watch this? Is Al Jager going? Is Sean Riley, the IT director? Is the governor's staff sending anybody? Senator Cramer now has told us he is. Senator Hovind has told us he is. Haven't talked to Kelly Armstrong yet, but we'll do that soon. I think legislators need to be there. County commissioners need to be there. You know, any kind of election official needs to be there. Chad, that's what we need to do right now. I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward, and I want it fixed. So I'd suggest we direct our passion there. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I'm looking at the fact of that we're going to destroy our country, and these people are walking in there making more money than people are disabled that are actually paid taxes all their lives. We have senior citizens that basically have paid in their whole lives are getting less than what these people are going to get in 1 month.
Right.
All these benefits that they're taking, they're stealing.
Well, you're jumping issues on me, but I hear you. I'm talking specifically about what do we do about getting people to this event, the reenactment of the election 2020. That's what I'm talking about. I think that's your most important thing to fix everything else you're worried about, Chad. I really do. Jason, sorry, I'm up against the clock. Give me your best 30 seconds on COVID here from Pingree, North Dakota.
I just want to say I took the shot. I'm a truck driver, and the reason I took it is because I go in a lot of air bases, and I've had a blood clot in my lung and everything, and I'm not saying everybody should take it, but what I am saying is that I took the Johnson & Johnson. I have had no trouble with it, so, and that's not for me to tell you to go do it. I'm just saying it was okay for me, and I'm glad that I did it.
And it's a reality right now I don't like it, but it is a reality that, you know, there's going to be more. And more questions. Did you take it? Did you not? Can you go here? Can you go there? Appreciate that comment. More coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night in a D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium. They argue the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's order Tuesday barring evictions through October 3rd exceeds the CDC's powers. Lawmakers in New York have called for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following the release of the state attorney general's report on evidence of sexual harassment. Cuomo's own party, including the president, is calling for Cuomo to step down. New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN.
This is textbook sexual harassment, and then unfortunately making it worse, in some cases even sexual assault. Disgusting and troubling and unacceptable, and he needs to leave office immediately.
We are USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On this Thursday by our friends at PetroServe USA. Whole new month of specials there right now. I'm digging those Ice Mountain big 1 liter jugs. They're 69 cents. And water is, how long we've, lived on water. It just is the best of the best. So pick a few of those up, a liter for 69 cents. Assorted t-shirts, 3 for $99. If you're at a Valley Dairy store, that's part of PetroServe as well. I saw a lot of really nice UND shirts up there. The NDSU ones and UND are in some of the Bismarck Mandan stores. And, of course, if you go into one of the Fargo-Moorhead metros, they're NDSU, NDSU, NDSU. I can't find a UND one, even though every doctor I know, every lawyer I know, and most of the business owners and business community are UND guys. So I'm just saying. I think we should have a contest, a t-shirt contest at PetroServe USA. There would be no contest about the food because I'm telling you, the home cook and the grab-and-go convenience, amazing. Orange chicken, special today in Yulin. We have meatloaf in Harwood off I-29 and Glendon. And if you notice, they're expanding the Harwood location. That's going to be a lot like the Valley City store for folks there. Exit 292 Valley City, you go north for pulled pork or French dip sandwich today. This is not your father's convenience store. These are home-cooked meals. Chicken fettuccine, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken fettuccine, fajitas. Chicken fajitas on 12th Avenue and I-29 and Salisbury Steak downtown Fargo today. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. And we're going to go to Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford Health, in a moment. And Todd, you're going to bring Mike up, correct? Before I go to Dr. LeBeau, I want to get Bob and Pick City in here. And if we can, John and Minot. So, Bob, you had a question on hunting season. Quickly, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Scott. I'm not seeing any birds out there. And you know how bad this drought is. And I really think that, your radio show, you got a pretty good-sized audience. And it's not the farmers I'm talking about. But to just not have a season. I mean, I know there's a revenue stream there and all of that stuff, but that wildlife is under stress, and we just shouldn't have people out there chasing them around this fall. And the revenue part. Let's get some of that Washington Monopoly money, and let's give it to these. A lot of people need that revenue from the hunting season, but it's too expensive this year, man. That's all.
Yeah, and by the way, I know from firsthand experience there's plenty of deer, so maybe we should just extend the deer and save the birds.
Well, you're taking care of that population by yourself.
Right. I mean, that's getting, like, ridiculous, right? So interesting points. We'll see if others agree with you, Bob. I know that that's fighting words in a lot of corners of North Dakota, and I get it. What I'm concerned about is this. Farmers and ranchers do more for drought. I'm sorry, they're dealing with drought now. We can help them because they do more every year, year in and year out, for habitat than anybody. Okay, and they do it under a lot of stupid rules. If we just let them do it, they do it better than anybody else. And if you're telling me we're short on birds anyway, and then we're sitting there and toying with, well, you can't mow the ditch because of habitat this or whatever, and meanwhile, a guy's got to sell his herd and go broke, I'm done. I'm out of here. So I think your idea is worthy of spending a little time on. John and Minot, real quick, we'll go to you, and then we'll go to Dr. LeBeau. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is your organizations are taking care of these refugees when they come to North Dakota?
I think I know the answer to that. It's what formerly was known as Lutheran Social Services. It may be Catholic Charities, too. Let me look if I have that, because this story is just emerging and we're digging into it. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service in North Dakota, that's now called LIRS, national organization based in Maryland. It's not Lutheran Social Services. That is where the housing, medical care, and language assistance comes from. That is the sponsoring organization. Because Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services has a field site in North Dakota, the federal government is only allowing them to resettle refugees within a 100-mile radius of Fargo. Unless they have a family connection elsewhere in the state, that means only Grand Forks and Fargo are going to get the higher number, whereas previously it was Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, because they were bigger cities, right? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here on all of this. But to answer your question, yes, there is an NGO and a sponsoring organization, and in this case it's a Maryland organization, and the state has some limited say on this. So it's kind of a mess. It is, John. Appreciate your call, though. It's a good question. Dr. Mike LeBeau is the president of Sanford Health West Division, joining us today to talk about a couple of things. One, you're getting a lot of news, and I have news in quotes there, about the alarming numbers of hospitalizations. We had a story, WDAY-TV, that said critical care ICU units were at 90% of capacity in North Dakota, and they were trying to link that to COVID. Then somebody went back and said, well, wait a minute, we only have one ER patient in North Dakota that is linked to COVID. So there's misinformation out there, but hospitalizations are spiking, just not here. Cases are starting to slightly uptick here, so facts are really important. This, Dr. LeBeau, thanks for taking the time for us. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing this morning, Scott?
Doing good. Always appreciate your time with us, so thanks a bunch. What should we be worried about, concerned about right now?
I think, you know, I appreciate that misinformation conversation is something that we can continue to talk about. The Delta variant, I think, is legitimate for us. If you look across the state, we've had about a 3 times increased number of active cases. And so we're preparing, but we still feel comfortable where we're at today. However, if you look across the country, you start looking in the southeast part of the country, Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, they've had a pretty significant uptick. And so from our standpoint, we start to say, you know, what's next? I think it's important that we all understand that there's potential for trouble here, and we want to continue to prepare just so we're ready if, you know, if and when we get another surge.
And when you talk about an uptick and the numbers there, how is the Delta variant different in what we already know about the COVID-19? I always say this. And you correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but, you know, variants come with viruses. That's why we have a different flu shot every year. So we shouldn't freak out and be fearful just because there's a variant, because that's what happens. On the other hand, sometimes there's a more wicked strain of the flu than the other one. How does the Delta variant present different, Mike?
I think the biggest thing about the Delta variant is it's just much more transmissible, or we're able to move it from one person much easier.
where it used to be just the first COVID vaccine or first COVID strains, you know, we would expect 2 to 3 people would be what, if you got infected, you would normally spread to 2 to 3. This one is about 6. And so it's significantly more transmissible, meaning that it can get through communities much easier. We've seen it where it's hit, whether it's in India, whether it's in Florida, that is in fact true. However, the good thing about the Delta variant is we know that our vaccines are still very, very effective against it. And we know that, you know, we have tools in our arsenal, including the medication, you know, our treatments up front, you know, our infusions, vaccines. We know that all of those are still very effective.
Any signs that you're most alarmed about in the other places where hospitalization has spiked specific to the Delta variant? I've heard, for instance, that it impacts kids, children more, and I don't know the ages there, but is that an example? Is there anything else that you see in the Delta variant that you think is cause for concern?
Well, this is, you know, so now as we have vaccines across the country, if you look, as of today, August 5th, 99% of all deaths from COVID in this year are in unvaccinated. And about 97% of all hospitalizations are in unvaccinated. The thing that scares me the most is whether it's now that our elderly are vaccinated, so it's going to affect unvaccinated, but we see it affecting younger folks. And so now if you look across our hospitals, you see folks that, you know, used to be in the 80s and then 60s, we see many folks now in their 30s and 40s. There's actually 3 children's hospitals in the Southeast that are completely full of COVID. And so the Delta variant has a much higher likelihood of affecting children and making them sick. So it is something that, you know, definitely gets my attention and should give us some cause for concern.
Yeah. So, also, there's, you know, concern among parents about the impact the younger you get with kids and COVID, right? So we've said before, you know, what age is appropriate. So now knowing what you know, knowing that, what is it again, out of 1,000 shots, the reaction within the Sanford Health Network is like 3 out of 1,000. Is that get a reaction of some kind? Is that right? And if it is, tell me. If it isn't, and then also want to know what that presents as. What do you mean by that when we have a reaction to a vaccine?
Yeah, great question. And this is, I think, from an education perspective, I think it's important for us to acknowledge that if you give 1,000 shots, some people are going to have bad outcomes. And if you're one of those folks, you know, you're one of one, and it's a serious event, and so we shouldn't take that lightly. When we say 3 of 1,000 have an adverse event, that's something that's significant that requires more medical treatment and can lead to trouble. More than that, we'll have side effects. It's very common to have side effects from the vaccine that lasts 12 to 24 hours. That would include fever, chills, fatigue, people just generally not feeling well. That is not an adverse reaction, but it is something that going through the vaccine that you do have to be ready to accept. And, you know, that rate might be 1 in 5 to 1 in 4, depending on what you read. So, you know, you may have some, you know, you might not feel well after the vaccine, but different than the adverse reaction.
And how young is too young for a vaccine?
As of right now, 12 and older is approved with Pfizer. The other two are moving forward, and they're continuing to work on a younger group as far as getting vaccinated. So, you know, I lined up all my kids. All my kids are vaccinated. I thought it was very important to, for many reasons. One, I believe that it's, like I said, it's vaccinated folks aren't getting hospitalized. This Delta can break through some vaccine, but, you know, not being hospitalized, vaccinated folks are not dying from the virus. So for me, it was, you know, all of my kids are vaccinated. And like I said, 12 and older today.
Dr. LeBeau is a kidney doctor you know, practice on patients now is leading as a president of Sanford Health. I always appreciate his insight analysis as someone who's been there, done that, taking care of patients, saved a lot of lives over the years. Questions from our audience coming in here. One of them I'll give you right now, and you can answer on the other side of the break. Does Sanford have any modeling that shows how the variant may play out this fall? what are Sanford's projections for this going into the fall. And Sharon and Grant have questions as well. We'll have a few more minutes with Dr. LeBeau on the other side of the break. Talk about the latest news on this and how the southern states are being impacted now. Right now we're not seeing those numbers here. So we'll talk about that too. Coming up, don't go away.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Some of your family's most memorable moments take place in the dining room or kitchen. Fun conversations over dinner, those philosophical discussions over a late night snack, or the silliness during a delicious dessert. InterOffice and Cannadel know the comfort, feel, and look of your dining room won't make those conversations any more lively, but your family might linger just a little bit longer. Customize your dining experience with hundreds of colors and endless options in chairs, stools, and tables. Find Cannadel at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo and Bismarck.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Is that cool or what? Tune into Newsmax every weekday, 3 p.m. Central. Watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Now, Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and the cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your wealth. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax this afternoon. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems, except for Midco. They carry 11 liberal news channels, but won't carry Newsmax. What's up with that? Make sure you let Midco know you can switch. Also, find Newsmax free on streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today. Newsmax. It's real news for real people. I watch them on Roku and the app. You should too. Or call Midco today so you can watch it there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, loving for the top of the hour. Chatting with Dr. Michael Bowe, president of Sanford Health West Division. And questions or comments, welcome. A lot coming in by text. certainly welcome those. 701-367-2054, as well as our lines, 800-228-0550. A lot to get here. I want to finish on this questions related to the Delta variant, spikes in southern hospitals, what the future holds here. Also want to talk about Sanford's decision, which is now being joined by Essentia and Eventide and other healthcare organizations considering it to require their employees as a condition of employment by November 1 to have a vaccine. Dr. LeBeau, the question before the break was just kind of what your modeling shows going forward for here.
It's just getting back up and running, and so it's interesting, the artificial intelligence, as we continue to stack data in, becomes much more accurate, so we just have some early looks. We expect an increase in hospitalizations. As of right now, we feel comfortable that it's manageable, but we see it already today. You know, we're anywhere between 20 and 30 COVID patients in our system today. We actually got down to where we had some days at zero. And so we've definitely seen an increase. I think it's something we have to learn how to live with COVID. But as you start to see what this is doing, anytime you have a three times increased number of infections in your society, you're going to expect to see increased hospitalizations.
Do you connect the situation at the southern border with southern states? In other words, illegal immigrants coming in huge numbers from what we hear, and not exactly ideal screening, nothing like what we've seen that you know, the legal residents of the United States deal with. Is there a correlation there?
Well, I think from my perspective, there's a huge correlation between unvaccinated. And so as people are coming across, whether it's our folks that are living in communities or whether people are coming across, I think it dilutes the number of vaccinated folks. And so, I mean, if you look across the country, about 190, just over million Americans have received the vaccine, about 90 are waiting. And so it's not a coincidence that it's in the lowest vaccinated states. And so it's something that I think we definitely need to deal with and look at as we go forward.
Yeah, just a report the other day that 33% of the illegal immigrants are not taking the vaccine, refusing it when offered. What's North Dakota's numbers like, and where would you like to see it?
I'd like to see 80%. I mean, anytime you think about polio vaccine, you know, those that rolled enough to go through polio, it was really at about 80% that we got herd immunity. You know, most of us aren't old enough to remember. But before that, I mean, it caused significant problems, and now it's something we don't even think about. We have 80%, you know, it's probably a number. We're right around 50, low 50% as a state, and so we still have some work to do.
None of us, I believe, whether you believe in the vaccine, don't believe in the vaccine, whatever your position is, however you make that decision, family, personal decision, doctor, whatever, none of us want to see hospitalizations get to a point where you're back to having to manage that or buy different facilities or triage in any way. I think I hear you saying that our best bet not to, you know, emulate what's happening in some of these southern states is the vaccine, even against the Delta variant. I mean, that's, if you had to pick one thing you're asking people to think about, is we get to 80%, we got a fighting chance to not fight in North Dakota what they're fighting in the southern border. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, most definitely. And I mean, if you look at something that we think that, you know, if folks line up and get vaccinated, we can keep people out of the hospitals. More importantly than hospitalizations, we can keep people alive. You know, through the eyes of a physician, this is almost becoming a preventable disease. And so it's no different than any other disease that when we talk to the public, if we can decrease the number of people dying from something, we should do everything in our power. And this is starting to become preventable. And so we now have a tool that has shown very good numbers as far as, you know, safety profile, but it also decreases the amount of suffering people have with it, but also the dying associated with it.
I only have about a minute left, but I know you know that the decision to make a condition of employment having the vaccine has been a controversial one. We hear it every single day still. I know this doesn't come till November 1. Some people have said, is there an alternative? Can I be tested for antibodies as an example? What are the exemptions that are there for religious beliefs? How are you working through those questions?
Yeah, great. So, you know, any mandatory vaccine program from an employer comes with medical and religious exemptions. We support that 100%. Everybody has their right. And so people in companies where this is mandated are going to work with their personal physicians and their health departments, whatever that is in their company. And then just from an employee standpoint, there's always something from religious exemptions. And that should be supported. That's everybody's right. As a company, you know, are there other options? For us, we thought the policy, you know, had to be firm and had to be something that we could manage. And so, you know, it is full vaccination. It's going to be interesting to see what we do with antibody testing. We're going to have decisions to have to be made about boosters and stuff in the future. And so, you know, those I think will continue to be developed. But, you know, as of November 1st, you know, just for us in Sanford, it's, you know, we feel strongly that we have to lead with safety, that our patients and those that work for us should have a safe workplace. And we know the data. We know that it decreases death to, I mean, significantly hospitalizations, and it keeps people safe. And overall, from a safety perspective of the vaccine, we know that the safety profile is very good at this time.
Not only is he the president of Sanford Health, the Midwest Division, he's also a native of Newtown and a standing rock and roll member, and that's a North Dakotan that's giving you that advice. You do with it what you want with it, but he's a doctor. We appreciate it. Dr. Michael Bowe, Sanford Health, thanks for the chat today.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say, so now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, It was sparks from me. Your handy chains. Dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.